Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums. Ready to race to you. These days are ours. Happy days. These days are ours. Share them with me.
Goodbye, gray sky. Hello, blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Seems so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
Monday, Monday, happy days.
Hello, everyone. This is James Dick with North Florida Writer Live. And tonight we're turning over a new leaf on our programming. What we're going to do is an adventure in blog talk radio broadcasting, and we're going to change our style, maybe not permanently, but at least for a while. Our shows will be shorter, no longer than 30 minutes, and they'll be more in tune with the lifestyle theme. We'll talk about politics less, and we'll reminisce more. But we'll still continue to do our Sunday morning coming down series each weekend, because I don't think that the need we have for God will ever go away. So that's going to stay with us. And you might ask why I'm doing this. Well, it's because I'm feeling a little bit stale and just need to change a little bit. Besides, it's fun talking about the good old days. I think we can learn a lot from them today, especially those of us among us that weren't there. And I also think that it can be fun. And, you know, in this day of all the troubles and problems we face, maybe we don't need to be quite so serious. So we're going to talk about topics that have a serious vent, but we're going to talk about the way things used to be, and we'll talk about lessons learned and a few other things. Frankly, I don't know exactly where it's going to go, but we're going to give it a shot and see what happens. If you're over 50, I think you're going to be remembering these things very well. But if you're a younger audience member, well, let's just say you might learn something about living without having an iPhone plugged into your brain 24/7. And I say that with all the best intentions. So we're going to just reminisce. We're going to call this series Let's Reminisce, and we're starting with it tonight. And our first topic is letting kids be kids. Now, you hear that and you say, what in the world are you talking about? Well, take a look at the pictures. It'll give you an idea where we might be going. You've got flag football, although we're going to talk about tackle football. We're going to talk some about baseball, water skiing maybe, bike riding, basketball, running, even playing in a pile of leaves. We're not going to talk about all those tonight. We may come back and talk about some. We might even do a follow-on series. I'm not sure. I mean, a follow-on show. We're going to let it go as it goes, and when time runs up, we'll put on a little bit of music and we'll say goodnight. But I just think it's something I need, and I think my audience needs it. I just think people are worn out with the politics and worn out with the hype and all the stuff. So we're going to, like I said, we may mention a little bit here and there. We'll mention it once tonight, and then we're done with it. But I think it'll be fun. So I hope you'll give us a good shot, and we'll see where it takes us. Life's an adventure, so you got to try different things and see what goes on. I do want to say something on a sad note this morning. Another horrible tragedy in France, this time in Nice. Something like 75 people have been killed and 150 have been wounded, and I think the numbers are going up because of a truck that was loaded with ammo and bomb-making type stuff blew up during a Bastille Day fireworks show. Folks, this isn't going away. But we'll take a few minutes tonight, think about it. But then we got to remember it, we got to deal with it, we got to take care of it. Now, and the reason I'm talking for my first show of this also relates to politics, kids being kids, because, you know, Common Core is not letting our kids be kids at all. It's taking it all away from them and the light's going out of their eyes. Not only that, but they're getting fat and slovenly because they don't have recess anymore. So we're going to talk about particularly little boys tonight, because little boys have got to burn off energy. So let's take a look at three subjects tonight. related to physical events, things that are good for us, keep us healthy, bike riding, football, sandlot football I'm talking about, and the same thing with basketball. Now, why do I pick those three things? Well, because they're things that I did a lot of. As a kid, you know, I played on some organized teams, but, you know, sandlot, neighborhood, just throw-together team games was so much fun. You don't see much of that anymore. If you drive by your local parks, you see all kinds of beautiful facilities, but unless there's an organized athletic event scheduled there with team sports that are organized, you don't see anybody on the fields anymore. Nope, they're playing with iPhones, they're playing with computers, they're sitting home watching TV, they're eating potato chips, drinking Coke, and getting fat because a lot of kids are latchkey and they don't even have any supervision. So we're going to talk about a different time. We're going to start tonight with the 1950s. I know it well. I was a little boy back then. And let's talk about bike riding for just a minute, because I've got a couple of stories about these things from my own life. And like I say, if you're over 50, you probably remember this. I grew up on a street that was had a parkway down the middle. It had some green grass, and it also had big cedar trees. I remember in the winter we'd build forts in there and pretend like we were at the Battle of the Bulge or something like that. You know, that's the thing about kids. Imagination's amazing. But we also would ride bikes, of course, all over the neighborhood. Everybody rode a bike. That was a big deal. And, of course, a Schwinn Flyer was the best one for boys. Well, at the end of the street, it was like a cul-de-sac. It dead-ended, and it circled back around. And so the sidewalk did the same thing. It was oval at the end. And at the very end of the street was a big white house with a thick sticker bush that ran the whole front of the property, and it had a fence in the middle of it. It was a beautiful home, nicely laid out, but we had other things in mind for it. We used to see who could be the most daring and do the best, and here's what we did. We would have contests. We would get on the sidewalk about, 200 yards up the block onto the sidewalk, facing the end of the cul-de-sac. And we would see who could go the fastest and make the turn on the sidewalk without hitting the sticker bush. Crazy. We didn't have knee pads. We didn't have arm pads. We didn't have helmets. We just had us and our bike, and it was summertime, and it was usually in shorts and short-sleeved shirts. Well, undoubtedly, some people really did a great job. I mean, they made it. They mastered it, but some didn't. And all of us had times when we didn't. And so if you hit that sticker bush going full speed trying to turn, one of two things happened. Either you were catapulted over into the lady's yard. I won't mention names. She was a nice lady, but she was very meticulous about what her yard looked like. So you got a pretty good knot from that. Or, and I won't describe what I mean by this, but I think particularly you fellows will know, the other thing that would happen to you if you hit that clear of the bike is you got what we called racked. And I'll leave it at that. It was painful, and it was brutal. And you went home with your tail literally between your legs, and old mom had to bring out the Mercurochrome and also probably do something to help a little bit with your pride. So we did that all the time. We raced around on bikes everywhere. We got skinned knees and elbows. And you know what? Yeah, we probably did some damage. I don't know. But most of us made it to adulthood and turned out okay. So, you know, I just say that because so many of the kids today, frankly, are so mollycoddled, they're not allowed to do anything, that I wonder what's going to happen when it comes time for dear old Uncle Sam to call him into uniform. We need to toughen up a little bit. Well, then there's sandlot football, you know, pickup football. We used to do that a lot in the fall after school. We'd come home from school, and if we had a good track record at home, mom would probably say, well, you know what, son, go ahead and change your clothes, go play. Be back before dark, have supper, and then you go up and study. But if you didn't do such a good job, she'd say, well, you're not going anywhere until you study, and then I'm going to check it out before you leave. Because you see, back then, an awful lot of moms were at home, and they really watched what was going on. And it was truly amazing because they knew everything. Because you lived in the same neighborhood for long periods of time. And what happened was every mother knew every other kid. And because of the connection they all had together, their network, they each knew what every kid was doing in the neighborhood. You could get away with nothing. You could come home from school figuring out nobody knew what that was all about. And she was waiting for you with the question. So it was just an amazing situation back then. But sandlot football, you know, somebody just organizes on the spur. You didn't have a formal football field to play in. You had a vacant lot in the neighborhood that you made into a field. In the case of where I lived, we had a big ligustrum hedgerow that came down the end of the property bordering on the vacant lot. So we used that bush as the out-of-bounds line. And then we used a sidewalk on one end for the goal line. Well, you can imagine what happened. Many a time, my mother would come out furious when somebody went through her beautiful hedge and came out the other side when they missed the tackle or they couldn't stop running. Or else a goal line stand on the sidewalk, not a real good idea. Once again, we got some bruises. We got some scrapes. Every now and then somebody got a head whack. Not very often, though. But you know what? We survived it. Now, I'm not recommending that. And, of course, the picture that I showed was of flag football. And, of course, that's akin to touch football, a little bit rougher. But, boy, tackle football without pads, every kid played it. 99.9% lived through it okay. And it was just a part of life. Amazing, amazing. And then, folks, there was basketball. And I'm talking about outdoor basketball. Now, if you lived in a cold climate in the winter, when's the basketball season? Well, it starts after Thanksgiving, and it runs up until February or so. Coldest time of the year, right? So you were playing outdoor basketball in the cold. I didn't live in Alaska, but I lived in a place where it wasn't unusual in January to have a day when the high temperature was only in the 30s. And even if it was sunny, it was pretty cold. So you'd be out there playing generally on a macadam court. And if you took a pass, this applied also when it was cold playing football, but if you took a pass directly on the fingertips in the cold at 38 degrees, you got bloody fingertips, folks. But you learn to grin and bear it and keep playing the game. And we played for hours. Of course, we're not going to talk about baseball right now, but that's another one. We played them all, and we played them on vacant lots. Sometimes we played them in the street. We played them everywhere, and we got banged around a little bit. Once again, Mom had the Mercurochrome. Mom had, if not Mercurochrome, there was a beautiful stuff called bismuth violet. You might remember that stuff. Burnt the dickens out of you on a raw cut, but it did work. Cleaned it up and healed normally. And gee, when you got older and grown up, the scars were not there. Kind of amazing, folks. I just think we need to think about those things. And here were the positive things, because I mentioned, yeah, you could get hurt a little bit. I mean, now you see a kid out riding a bicycle. I'm sorry, but I just laugh when I see the knee pads and the arm pads and the helmets and all this stuff. It just amazes me because we just didn't do it like that. And I think we were better prepared when we, as I say, had to go in the Army or something. We were able to deal with it better. But that's just me talking. What do I know? Everybody's got their own opinion. And that's the thing about this show. We're going to talk about crazy stuff. And I've had friends who grew up in the North playing hockey. And you can imagine what that's like on a cold day. I never played it. I never grew up in that kind of climate. But it's got to be rough. But we made our own fields. We made our own goal lines. We even drew our own lines if we had to. Sometimes we placed a rock here or a rock there or a couple of tin cans to mark boundaries. But you know what? When we were playing full out and having fun, we could have been at the Super Bowl. It didn't make any difference at all. Matter of fact, when it rained, sometimes we'd call it the Mud Bowl. And we had that to show for it when it was over. But listen about this point about it. You know, and then there's recess at school. What happened? We always got recess at school. We got it in the morning. We got it in the afternoon. We had a break at lunchtime. Kids need to burn off all that steam, and particularly little boys. You cannot put little boys in a classroom all day long and expect them to prepare for tests and to study for a test and be learning rote memory with a test and practicing tests, because that's all they do. And, of course, the parents can't help them because they don't understand the math. But no, we played. We played a lot. And we knew that if we messed up, we lost that privilege. Nothing was worse for a little boy back in the 1950s than to be told after school, you can't play today. I mean, that was a killer. I remember sitting in the classroom looking at the clock. We got out of class about 10 minutes to 3 back then. I can remember about 2:30, you got antsy. You got antsy because you knew if it was a sunny day and the weather was nice, you knew that when you got out of there, you were going to be able to go out and play. So my routine was try to do what Mom wanted so I could play every day. I'd come home. I'd change clothes. I'd go out and play. I knew what time I had to be home. I came home for dinner, walk in the door, wash up, get ready for dinner. You were hungry because you've got a good appetite with all this exercise. So you go and you sit down, and it didn't matter what was on the table. You were going to eat everything you were given. And then you did your homework, unless you were bad and had to do it when everybody else was out playing. And after your homework was done and you're cleaned up and ready for bed, if it's still before bedtime, if you're lucky, you might get 30 minutes of television. 30 minutes a day. What do they get today? Some of them, I think, all day. So we didn't have problems with serious obesity. We didn't have problems with attention deficit disorder. We didn't need to take drugs for all of these problems. We didn't even have asthma and allergies as much. You know, Teddy Roosevelt, he had asthma horribly as a boy, and he got rid of it by going out camping in South Dakota, and he built up his own immunity to it. And that's something about playing outside in the grass and the dirt and getting dirty once in a while. It helps build up your immunity, just like having a dog or having some pets. It helps build up your immunity. When I watch all these kids, the first thing they're doing 15 times a day is putting the hand sanitizer on. I'm thinking to myself, what's going to happen when a bug hits you? Well, you get really sick. Now, I'm not saying to go around dirty, but I'm saying that a little dirt's good for you. And a little bit of being around dogs is good for you. You don't have to wash your hands every play in a football game. When you go home and you're getting ready for dinner, you wash up then. That's what you do. It's not that complicated, but we make it so terribly complicated. So, you know, let's just apply a little bit more common sense as we raise our children. And I don't expect you to say, oh, let them play tackle football without helmets. No, 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 I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what we did. It didn't kill us. We drank water out of the hose in the yard. You know, we did all kinds of this stuff, and nobody ever got hurt. And we built up a natural immunity. I'm sure we did. And maybe we were a little bit lucky as well. But you know what? When you had dinner and you got cleaned up and you had your 30 minutes of TV and Mom said it's time to go to bed, well, when you went up to bed, you went to sleep. That's what you did because you were tired and you were content. And that's a wonderful feeling when you're a child, to not be worried about everything that's going on around you and to feel like you're secure, and you also get to have some fun. You got to learn to work, but you got to also have some fun. And I hope that somehow our society wakes up and starts realizing these things, because I think it's important. So that's it for tonight, folks. Let's let kids be kids. We might come back and talk about some of these other things later. I don't know. That's the good thing about this. I kind of figure it out as I go, because you can reminisce about anything. You can even reminisce about politics. You can compare today's hodgepodge of politics with the way it used to be when it was a little more genteel, although it was still rough and tumble. But it wasn't quite as nasty, and we could talk to one another about it instead of just having only surrounded by friends who agree with us on everything, because that makes you a very, very boring person. It really does. So anyway, folks, we're going to call this Let's Reminisce, Happy Days is going to be my theme song. How long this lasts, I don't know, but we're going to try it for a while. The only exception to the Happy Days theme song will be my Sunday morning coming down devotionals, and those will always be on the weekend, and they will always be about my belief in Jesus Christ and God. So anyway, folks, that's it for tonight. This is James Dick with North Florida Writer Live. I hope you found this fun. If you have ideas about what you'd like to talk about, let me know. You can do it on the site for this show, or you can go take a look at my blog site and my website, NorthFloridaWriter.com. There's a comment page. Send me a comment. Let me know. We can talk about anything, but I just want to kind of talk about a little bit of reminiscence because I think it's very important to remember where we all came from. I remember I used to hear it from my elders, and of course, families were closer together in most cases back then. Some still are. But, you know, we just need to really think about what is really important in this life, and you got to have a little bit of humor and some fun in it. Because if you don't, you just become a real drag on everybody else. Sometimes you don't even know it. Anyway, folks, thanks for joining me. If you like the show, you want to pass it on, it can be found at blogtalkradio.com/North Florida Writer Live, blogtalkradio.com/North Florida Writer Live, and, of course, my website, NorthFloridaWriter.com, and I have a blog on that site as well. Look at the top of the first page and follow the menu to it. We're going to close tonight with something that would apply to these little fellas after they've gotten themselves tuckered out from playing hard, then they got cleaned up, they're ready for bed, and they're tired. And when you get tired and you're ready for bed, you want to have some sweet dreams. So we're going to close out tonight with Patsy Cline, that wonderful Virginia country singer who was killed in a plane crash in 1962, right in the height of her glory. Here's Miss Patsy Cline with Sweet Dreams. And for you folks, I say good night, God bless. Hope you join me again next time. Bye now. Loving someone new. And